time.
I was blind, but now I see.
Working jobs we hate, so we can buy shit we don't need.
Ideas are brittle.
If you had one shot,
everything I'd ever read, heard, seen was now organized and available.
Now you fucking khakis.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Biohacking Secret Show.
Let me know if you guys have been experiencing more of any of the following than you used to. Brain fog, difficulty staying focused, fatigue, muscle weakness or changes in balance and coordination, mood fluctuations, apathy or lower motivation, sleep issues, changes in sex drive or function, or increased sensitivity to certain foods, or just more digestive stuff going on in general. Now, I ask because these are all warning signs that your brain may be struggling. Any one could be an early indicator of serious things to come. And if ignored or left unchecked, especially if you're experiencing more than one, these could significantly increase your risk of dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, these neurodegenerative diseases that include cognitive decline. The secret to unlocking the full potential of your brain comes down to three simple steps. One, precision diagnostics. This is why in our coaching program, we use the most sophisticated brain and neurocognitive testing on the planet. You then fix the deficiencies, those hormones, neurotransmitters, and nutrients that may be out of balance. And then you clean up the toxins, the stress, and the inflammatory microbes that may be interfering and making the whole process less efficient. I'm going to do two crazy things that I've never done before. I'm offering a 100% money-back guarantee, meaning if you follow the prescribed game plan that you and I create together and don't experience a significant, trackable, measurable improvement in your memory, processing speed, mental clarity, mood, and quality of life, I don't want your money. I want to give you a full refund. But stick with me because I'm going to level it up even more. If your increased energy, brain health, and mental performance doesn't help you earn at least as much additional income as you invested in the program, I'm also willing to give you a full refund. I wanted to do this so that you know that you have absolutely nothing to lose, everything to gain. If you want to level up, go to biohackercoaching.com. Thank you.
What's up, biohackers? Anthony here, and this is a special edition episode of the Biohacking Secret Show. This is a conversation that I had with one of my longtime clients and good friends, Jeff. His father took the jabba-dabba-ding-dong and shortly thereafter went from being healthy as a mule to developing a turbo recknack. Now, what is recknack? Well, to understand, you'd have to spell it backwards. So R-E-C-N-A-C. And part of the reason that we are speaking carefully is because some of these algorithms steer eyeballs away from content that may have your highest and best health in mind. Because perhaps, I'm just sharing a possibility here, this isn't a claim, that would affect the profitability of certain industries and organizations. So this is a conversation where I share some of the tools and strategies that I have seen helpful in these situations with recknacks, and I wanted to provide that for our fellow biohacking community and other people who may not be in our coaching program. I want to be very clear here. I am not a doctor. I do not practice medicine. This is for information and entertainment purposes only. I've never even read a medical textbook. So take that with a grain of salt. The reason that we're also sharing this now, which is very exciting, is that Jeff and his father have started implementing some of these recommendations alongside our medical team and have already seen a dramatic shrinking in the size of the TUMORS. So, very exciting stuff, and we're just at the front end getting started, but I wanted to share this special edition episode of the Biohacking Secret Show with you guys, and if you find this information valuable, please share it with anyone who might benefit, anyone who is dealing with recknack themselves or just likes this, finds this type of thing entertaining, informative, or as a fellow healer helping humanity. And now, without further ado, please enjoy this special edition episode of the Biohacking Secret Show.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Man, I'm fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing a lot better right now. I just picked up a tomahawk ribeye and a boneless ribeye. And had the guy cut them in half so I could grill them up on the cast iron skillet.
Hey, my man.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
So we're gonna do a phone call, and I'll be seasoning the meat and throwing it on the grill while we chat.
That is perfect. I wish I was there to help prep and enjoy the meat.
It would be fantastic. I'm going to put myself into a food coma with all the meat I got right now.
That's not a problem, man. That's that's good for you. I can prove that.
Yeah, it's science.
Yeah, it's science.
How you doing?
I'm good. No, all grins here. Just really wanted to dive into the cancer deal with Dad.
Yeah.
Get the resources that I know that you already have. To quickly recap, I know you know the past, but what we've learned since our last big powwow, you and I, was that lymph node that was outside, obviously outside the bladder, but grafted onto the wall of the aorta artery, they couldn't even do a biopsy because of how close it was to that artery.
Oh,
and so the oncologist who's got the CT scan, who's got the PET scan, he said, simply, this was the end of last week, he said, "Hey, Al, we don't know what to do as far as treatment. We're going to have to research this and see what our options are." But there are two options, as you know, are chemo and immunotherapy.
Right.
And so Dad is receptive to other options. And I don't want to make him sound to be some hard-nosed, made-up-his-mind, Western medicine or the highway kind of guy.
Yeah.
But he's quite skeptical, as opposed to a guy like me and you, that we're the opposite. We're very skeptical, but we're very skeptical if we talk about popping pills. We'd rather drink a juice and stare at the sun, you know?
Right, right, for sure.
So,
well, I got
so
it. I understand. There's no judgment here. There's no judgment here. My parents are even kind of easily wooed by the white coat effect and all that stuff of Western medicine. So what I'd mention to you is probably the big thing, which is that the pattern that occurs with cancer is usually once you start doing chemo, the body's never the same. And a lot of times it creates problems that where people find themselves in a situation where it didn't work, but then the body is weakened to such a degree that the things that would have worked prior to chemo are far less effective, and the probability of them working decreases.
Right.
So my approach is, when possible, you test something like we talked about where, okay, if we now know what's going on and where some of these tumors and things are at, if it were me, I would get to and, you know, just book a hotel in for 7 days, 6 or 7 days, and get in there and do things like methylene blue, which amplifies the effects of light, has anti-cancer properties. And I would combine that with different light therapies and ozone and do an intensive where for 4 or 5 days of that week, you're in there using every tool that has. And then afterwards you do another analysis and see what the trend is. And if the tumors were affected, if they were affected, to what degree are they shrinking? What's the rate of them shrinking from, you know, that 5 to 7 day period, and then go from there.
Yeah. Follow.
Probably the easiest thing would be to call. I mean, I can introduce you to, but he's the guy that's there working, you know, every day. So it'd be best to, I'll give him a heads up that, if it's something that you guys want to do, I'd give him a heads up that you're going to be calling, and, just discuss sort of the protocol with him, and make sure that everyone's on the same page and that we're utilizing all the tools that he has. And then I would get booked and get moving if your dad is open to that. Cause with these more aggressive cancers, it's not something where you want to play around and say, "Hey, let's just juice a couple times a day." You know, it's, you gotta really move fast and say, let's hit it hard for a short period of time. You already got the before measurements, get some measurements after, and then you guys can make up your mind with your doctor and all that. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'd be doing. I mean, I did some of those same things 2 days ago, just myself for health and vitality. I was doing methylene blue IVs. I was using the intravenous light laser from Germany, the Weber laser, and ozone. A lot of the things that would be beneficial to your dad. And what we're finding too, they have these photobiomodulation devices that are the most power. I just posted a video on Instagram with the inventor of them, but I mean, you've seen red light therapy devices, but these have the highest power density by multiples, and they have applicators where they can target the prostate, they can target the bladder, you know, they can go in rectally with the light. And when you stack that with methylene blue, you can get a therapeutic effect in places that you never could before.
Okay.
And it's, you know, whether your dad wants to do that or not, it's up to him. I get it, butt stuff, you know, but that's kind of where some of the cancer is, right?
Yeah.
In the bladder.
Exactly. Yeah.
A rectal applicator for red light with methylene blue in his system, would be very advantageous in my opinion. And, you know, you never want to promise things or discuss outcomes because everyone is different. And as you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the internet and I don't practice medicine. If it were me, that's what I would be doing. And I would hit it as hard as possible for a week. And you could, I mean, if while you're there, if you wanted, you could do some of these therapies and you'd feel fantastic too. He's got a CVAC pod that can take you up to 15,000, 20,000 feet and drive oxygen into your cells. Some pretty cool technology. He's got cryo, a lot of fun toys that are.
I'm looking at his website and I cruised through this the other day after you sent that. I don't see anything on his website about cancer treatment specifically. And I understand that. Is there any data that exists that I can point dad to? Reminder that he's a highly intellectual cat, you know, as a civil engineer, he sees the whole world through data. You know, so, I don't know if there's anything out there. If I should say, hey dad, we need to just call this dude and get the scoop from him.
Yeah. I'm trying to think where the studies would be if I have any saved. There's also a scrubbing of the internet, you know, almost like a digital burning of the books taking place, where a lot of this stuff is coming down. Just as an example, I've got a client that wants to do ozone for low level chronic infection and Lyme disease. And we went to the directory of the American Academy of Ozone Technicians, practitioners, AAOT.us. Illinois used to have 100 or so practitioners listed there, and now there's one.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of, they're really cracking down and coming after people that are using this technology to try to steer people towards pharmaceuticals, chemotherapy, surgeries, and all of that. So it's increasingly difficult to even find the studies. I can tell you that when I went to Germany and Clinic St. George in Bad Aibling, Germany, and I've got a podcast on this with Dr. Dowse. It's called The 4-Hour Lyme Disease Cure. That clinic has, at the time, in 2022, they had cured, which is a word that you can't really use with the C word, or else you get flagged and they come after you. But they had cured 25,000 people of cancer, many of whom had stage 4 cancer, and were in very, very challenging positions using a combination of extreme whole body hypothermia, where they heat the body up to 107 degrees. They would use about 1/10 the dosage of the chemotherapy. And it was more effective because of the heat. The heat would drive the chemotherapeutic agents into the deep parts of the body, the tissues, the brain, the central nervous system. And their whole process was that ex- extreme whole body hyperthermia plus ozone plus some of these nutrients and vitamin IVs and things. So if we're talking about data, that's, it'd be very hard pressed to find another place that could take people in that level of extreme advanced cancer and get rid of it. So that, that might be
the clinic in Germany. Yeah, I sent him some information on that, and that was back when we first talked. He wasn't turned off on that, but at that time he was like, well, they're going to take the bladder out in 2 weeks anyways, and it's going to be gone. I'm like, yeah, you know, I hear you, Dad, but I'd really like you to have a bladder like every other living mammal.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff, dude, you start getting into like Frankenstein surgeries, and there's a domino effect that isn't always good. And I'm not saying this to like, you know, cause fear or anything, but you can't put a bladder back in.
Right. So that clinic, St. George, are they the only ones that do the,
they're the best by far. The ones that the other places that do it don't do it as hot, and the heat matters because many of these cancers that they're based not just in toxins but in from infections, parasites and low-level chronic infections that then become cancerous, and we need that 106 107 degree temperature. The alternatives, you maybe don't have the head in, you know, in the chamber, so it doesn't clear everything from the brain as effectively, and or they do it at a slightly lower temperature, or they'll, instead of keeping you there for 2 hours, they'll keep you there for an hour. And I'm friendly with a girl that stays, she keeps her finger on the pulse of all the places doing extreme whole body hyperthermia, and she's like, St. George is still the best by far. And there's nowhere else that comes close. There's a place in the United States that's way more expensive and less time, less heat. You know, it's one of our guys is going to go to Germany to do it. And they're also, they're so busy right now. Like, I introduced him via email, and it took 2 or 3 weeks for them to even get back to him, because they've had so many people trying to get in and get this treatment for a variety of different things, from Lyme disease to cancer and chronic fatigue, parasites, mold, heavy metal toxicity. It helps with so much. You know, as Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever and I can cure any man.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
His body will respond. Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine. You know, he's the guy that said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. But he also said, yeah, give me the ability to induce a fever and I can cure any man. And that's really how extreme whole body hyperthermia works. It kills, it's basically a level of heat that kills all these smaller microbes, but doesn't kill us.
Yeah.
And helps the body purge a lot of toxins. You're out. Right. So they put you under, and then I woke up afterwards. The first treatment, I was told, expect to feel like you got hit by a bus. Mm. I felt like I got hit by a Pinto. You know, I was a little sore and a little banged up and about as thirsty as I've ever been. But
yeah,
I chugged a couple of gallons of the spring water that they have there, and I was right back at it and good. Yeah, I mean, those are the two things that I would be doing, and I would get to them ASAP. And if you only do one, I mean, Germany is it's a tall order. You're there for 3 weeks, but it can be the difference between living and not. And yeah, when I had Lyme disease, I was like, all right, I had to do the first time around, I had to do 20 to 30 ozone sessions. I was doing the Weber intravenous light, photobiomodulation. It's basically like an IV that has different light, lasers on the IV directly into the blood. And a number of other things. And I was like, if I could do this in 3 weeks rather than 6 to 12 months, it's worth it to me to condense time.
Yeah.
And also cook out anything else that might be playing a role here and contributing. So that was the choice that I made, and it was a good one.
you know.
This is not about money, and of course, Dad's done wonderfully financially, but what would you say, what do we tell him as far as cost on any of this stuff?
Well,
it's all going to be cash money, right? There's no insurance or anything like this, I'm sure.
I don't think so. Maybe it can run some stuff through insurance. You'd have to talk to them about that and see. So let's break it down. If we're talking about, you definitely want to be doing the methylene blue. You definitely want to be combining that with light therapy. And they have, you'll see in the video, I was using a helmet that targets the brain, but you would for sure want to do the one that is administered rectally and would get as close as you can get with light to the bladder and the prostate and that whole region. And he might even use some of the red light panels as well and put it as close as we can get to where we know, maybe even right on the heart, front and back. You want to be doing ozone, and the type of ozone you want to do is where they take the blood out. It's called major autohemotherapy, or MAH. They take the blood out. They administer the ozone, which is O3. The ozone, part of the way that it works is it breaks apart or dismutates into O2 and a singlet oxygen molecule, which is very reactive and seeks out pathogens in the body and basically kills them. It breaks apart the cell membrane of bacteria and fungi and even parasites, and then allows the immune system to get in there and kill it and clear it out. And it also has this immunomodulatory effect where it just helps the immune system. If you imagine your immune system's like a whole bunch of snipers, right? When the immune system isn't working right, the snipers, their shots aren't necessarily as accurate. So they might start accidentally shooting their own soldiers, guys on their side. Their aim isn't so good. There's inefficiencies. Ozone comes in and it's like it gets all the snipers dialed in, gets their guns sighted properly, and they're able to better identify pathogens and invaders, target those. And it just makes the whole immune system more efficient, effective, and better at maintaining homeostasis and getting the body back into balance. Does that kind of make sense?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's like how our kids heal themselves in 24 hours from the flu that would take us down for a week.
Exactly. And so then you also have increased oxygen levels in the body from the O2. And most disease states are in some way linked to a low oxygen environment. Either that means the blood oxygen saturation in the body is low, and or the body's efficiency at taking oxygen and converting it into energy in the form of ATP is compromised.
Yeah.
So ozone also improves both of those things. It brings oxygen levels up, and it makes the body more effective at converting oxygen, light, food, water into ATP.
Yeah, yeah. So if we were to throw the kitchen sink at this thing, we'd go to Clinic St. George only right away, correct?
If they could get you in right away.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I introduced you, didn't I, to Frederica?
Yes, sir. You've done perfect.
I'd get on the horn with her and say, hey, what's the timeline? How does that line up with what your dad is wanting to do? Can you do it before anything is cut out of his body or chemo is done? Because they would do chemo at Clinic St. George, but it would be way, way less. So also that what we were talking about, some of the downside of chemotherapy would also be less, you know, so the heat would be doing a lot of the work and multiplying the efficacy of the chemo, but you don't experience long-term damage from the heat like you do from chemo. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And depending on the timing of that, you could also, I mean, you guys could be in next week if you had to, and just say, look, we want to hit this every day. Your dad will be chilling in a chair. You could be there with him getting these same things. You'll feel freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was doing the methylene blue and the Weber laser. Well,
right.
The methylene
blue
ran out. The nurse came in, hooked me up with the IV laser. We just kept going. We didn't skip a beat. It was great. So yeah, does that make sense? And St. George, I think it cost me about 30 G's, more or less.
Oh, wow.
It was somewhere in that 25 to 30 range. And that's like all inclusive, 3 weeks. You're staying there. You're getting the therapies. You know, they've got stuff scheduled every day. The nurses come in, they're giving you the IVs. I just watched a bunch of movies, did some work, chilled out, and it was nice. It was like a wellness vacation.
I'll say you're going on vacation to cure cancer. So we'll be just chit chatting. Hey, what you doing? Oh, just killing some cancer. How about you?
And yeah. You know, man, you know what went down with my dad, and part of the, like, it was such a blessing for me to be able to go spend the last couple of years with him and get some quality time together. Yeah. And, you know, at some point we all pass, whenever that is. And it's sometimes these things are a little nudge to say, like, yeah, let's get some quality time in. Why not go to Germany with my dad? You know, right. And I'm not saying you have to. I know you got a lot going on. I'm just mentioning that, like, whatever you guys decide to do.
Wonderful.
You know, I would sneak out a little bit and go walking around town and get some German food and all that.
Well, you know me and death, you know, I died to myself as a teenager. And so got no fear, man. Got my bags packed. Sounds like the best trip I've not been on, and I'm ready to roll. But at the same time, exactly. I'm taking every step I can to allow the Lord to bring me home at a ridiculously old age. You know, I want to be the guy that I want to die on the back of a mule, dreaming about making love to my wife, you know?
Exactly, brother. I feel the same way when people are like, are you scared? Are you scared of getting whacked with what you do and all that? And I'm like, let's say I do get whacked. I'm like, I know I'm going to heaven. I'm like,
yes, sir.
And heaven's probably pretty awesome.
Indescribable. So, no. Yeah, and I'm not trying to change the subject to that. That's a wonderful talk. Keep going. But yeah, dad, same way. You know, he's largely the one that led me to Christ. I mean, period. So, well, the 30 grand is what I wanted. When I said, wow, I mean, that's just such a great value for that little of cash, you know.
It's the closest thing we have to a miracle cure. And, you know, it's a little bit of uncharted territory with, you know, with the shot and what that does. But if I was going to say if there was one thing that I would be doing or two things, it would be and Germany. And, if Germany is a ways out, if it's going to take a little bit to book, then I'd get ASAP.
Yeah. Yeah. The time. So they're not talking about removing the bladder at this time because of the new lymph node. Actually today, he should be just waking up now. They went in with a scope and they removed the four tumors in the bladder today. So, good. You know, technically he's only going to have that one tumor after today. So, you know,
well, then,
he's in great shape.
Yeah, that's really great news. And I feel like the probability of things working and keeping that cancer away is good. Oftentimes tumors, I don't know how much you know about cancer, but oftentimes the tumors, that's our body's way of surviving. They take a lot of these toxins and pathogens and things and put it in the tumor.
Right.
And that actually keeps it out of the blood and away from the vital organs.
Right. That's why they form, right? I mean, it's a defense mechanism, right?
That is, you know, we don't know for sure, but a lot of evidence points to that being the reason. And yeah, so if those got removed, that's good. And then it really opens the doorway to drive his oxygen levels up, utilize some of this light therapy, which is amplified by the methylene blue. It's also amplified by all things green, chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is like a photo receptor. It's a pigment that increases the amount of photonic energy from the sun and light that your body is able to absorb and capture. So that's part of the reason that when you get really aggressive with juicing, and they have juicers, like the juicers that you and I use are good, but they got juicers that blow ours away in terms of the amount of enzymes that they're able to retain. and the efficacy. So like when people have cancer, they usually get some of these juicers that are about $2,000 or, you know, $2,500, and they juice like their life depends on it. Sometimes 12 to 13 juices a day, like every hour they're having a juice, but it's, you know, it really depends where someone's at.
Yeah. What juicer does he need to buy?
Let me get you the link. I think it's called like Pure something, but I have the link. It's, or you can go to the, I'll just get you the link, but the Gershon, are you familiar with Dr. Max Gershon?
I know the name, but that's as far as
or the Gershon therapy. It's, so he's a German physician that 100 years ago came up with this protocol that is a combination of the aggressive juicing, you know, 13 juices a day, every hour on the hour, combined with coffee enemas. The purpose of the coffee enemas is not anything to do with the colon. It's because it increases the liver's detoxification by about 500% short term. So the acid in the coffee, when administered through an enema, your liver thinks it's being poisoned acutely. So it dramatically ramps up its function to clear these toxins out for a number of hours. And it doesn't just clear the coffee out, but it clears out a lot of the other accumulated toxins that can lead to cancer. Is this making sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then beyond that, you get this endogenous production of the body's master antioxidant, which is glutathione. You've probably heard of glutathione. And we can get glutathione up through certain supplements. You can do glutathione IVs. Would probably do that in as well. But if you can also get your body making more glutathione via the coffee enemas, then it's a pretty powerful 1-2 punch. And I met a girl who had done, she'd done chemo 3 or 4 times. This was in 2013. She was told she'd never have kids. She was going to die. She'd lost all of her hair. Every time she did chemo, it was like she couldn't get out of bed. She basically felt like a shell of herself. And after the fourth time doing, it was either after the third or the fourth time round of chemo, she's like, I'm getting off this train. And she dove into this Gershon therapy of juicing and coffee enemas, and she was drinking this herbal tea called Essiac tea that is a number of different herbs that also have an immunoregulatory and immunostimulating effect. It's actually the name of the nurse that created it. It's her last name backwards. That's how they got the name Essiac tea. But she started doing all that, and then not only like got her life back, but she has kids. She's vibrant, you know. So I met her, and she was the one that told me about this Dr. Max Gershon that came up with this therapy 100 years ago and has been used by millions of people now worldwide, often in conjunction with other things, lifestyle changes, sometimes chemotherapy, sometimes extreme whole body hyperthermia, some of these other ozone and the things that they do at. But does that give you a bit of a picture and options for a game plan?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yes, sir. You know me, brother. If it's not, I'm asking. No worries. The juicing, so we'll start juicing right now with juicers that we already own. What do we need to focus on? Just the normal stuff or anything specifically?
You want low sugar with cancer. Cancer sort of hijacks the body's metabolism and prefers sugar and glucose as a fuel, followed by protein, and last, fat. So when you're doing the juicing, you want really low sugar, tons of green stuff. It probably shouldn't taste great, but you got to make it so your dad will drink it. You know, if you hit him and he won't touch it. But I'll send you some recipes and things as well. But anything green is amazing. Lemons, limes, ginger root, turmeric roots, even jalapenos. that sort of thing. And then you use some of the vegetables that have a high natural water content, celery, cucumber, zucchini, and you sort of stack those. And if you need a little bit of sweetness, put in like a couple slices of green apple, you know. Yeah. But if it's sweet, it's probably not ideal for cancer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He won't have any problem drinking, you know, our normal morning tonic with no apple.
Exactly. The same stuff that we use for getting shredded is great for cancer, you know, and I've got the training on juicing with the grocery list and some other recipes and ideas in there. So use that. And a lot of it's relevant for him. And you play around with stuff. Some people are more picky with taste. Other people are like, I don't care if it's good for me, I'll choke it down and do it. You know, so I don't know where your dad's at, but just whatever works, do that.
Yeah. He's good. That's for sure. So should I just immediately say, Dad, I literally want you drinking this juice every hour right out of the gate, right?
Yeah. I've got in there, there's a section in that training for our coaching clients that has some of what they've done, some of the Gerson therapy recipes. Now, 100 years ago, it was, there were a lot more things included that were sweet. He would do carrot juices and carrot apple juices and juices from oranges and all that. That has a place, but I like getting out of the weeds first. And when I say getting out of the weeds, I mean like start with the low sugar stuff. Get to where you're seeing the momentum moving in the right direction. Things that are there are shrinking measurably. And then you can also start playing around with, all right, let's try one that's just organic oranges, preferably no pesticides, preferably as local as you could get. You know, farmer's market is better. Getting an orange that's organic from a farmer's market is way better than getting an orange that's organic from Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they're not the same. And the further away that the fruit comes from, the more time it's spent in transit, losing its life force, the more times it's been irradiated at different borders. And it's often coated with stuff to keep it lasting longer. You know, so whenever I can, I'm like, well, let's see where, especially when I'm in Florida, I'm like, let's see where's the closest local market. And I'll go there and see what they got and grab some stuff.
I really think me, you, and Dad need to spend about 2 months in Florida just taking care of everything, is what I think. Yeah, me and you should fish at least every day for probably 4 hours, and then everything else.
Down, man. I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I told you I've worked my ass off for those 3 days, do all my calls. And then today I'm like grilling up these steaks, recording a pod. I had a pickleball lesson, but it's my coach's birthday and his family surprised him with, we were going to do my pickleball lesson and then go out and have a couple beers. And, his family surprised him with dinner reservations. He's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I had to cancel. Or he had to cancel and do that. And I'm like, don't sweat it. But that's the lifestyle I'm living right now.
I'm loving it for you. I'm telling all of our buddies. I'm like, hey, let me tell you who's got his shit together right now. This guy.
the guy living in a van down by the river.
Yeah, down by the river.
On a steady diet of government cheese.
That's right. No, that is kick ass. That's great. Apricot seeds.
Absolutely. Yes. And if I were you, I'd take these too. I do. I've got the 500 milligram capsules of B17 amygdalin from Apricot Power. I take those. I'll send you the dosage for cancer, that is recommended and from them, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't practice medicine or any of that. This is just, you know, I'm just a guy having fun living in a camper, you know, this is entertainment and information purposes, but I'll send you what they recommend.
The modern man is devolving and at a rapid pace. Men today have an average IQ that's 8 points lower than they were just 20 years ago. Men today are 50% more likely to be depressed, compared to just 20 years ago, are 300% more likely to be obese compared to just 60 years ago, have sperm counts that are 62% lower than they were just 50 years ago, and have testosterone levels that are about 50% lower than they were just 20 years ago. But the reality is that it doesn't have to be this way. Your manhood, your strength, your power, your energy, your focus, all of these things are within your control. And you just need to recognize that all over the world, there are people that are curing cancer. There are people that are overcoming heart disease. Diabetes is a choice if you have the right tools at your disposal. But if you are one of the men that does not want to follow this pattern and you want to take control of this stuff, you want to have control over your body and mind, then I encourage you to go to biohackercoaching.com, fill out the short form, grab a time to talk with myself or someone from our team. Everything that we do is 100% guaranteed. If you're not absolutely thrilled with the results that you get, I don't want your money. I'll give it back. If you don't get a return, meaning if you don't make more money as a result of us working together because of greater energy, greater health, greater focus, greater mental clarity, thinking faster, working smarter, getting more done in less time, then I don't want your money. So it's no risk to you. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of the Biohacking Secrets family. Thank you for supporting this podcast. If you want to level up, go to biohackercoaching.com. Thank you.
And there's a lot more, of course, that we could do and discuss, but I just wanted to give you a big picture. What are the boulders? Not necessarily the rocks, the pebbles, or the sand. And the order of operations that I would be implementing this stuff.
Right. The apricot seeds, you're going to send some info on that. What do we want to buy?
The website is Apricot Power. You go there. I would get the actual seeds. So they've got, I got them right here. It's California Select Apricot Power, bitter apricot seeds. And then you get their 500 milligram B17 amygdalin, AMYGDALIN capsules from the same website. And I will send you the dosages that they recommend and that people have used successfully for yours and dad's entertainment.
Yeah. Hey, you can shove the disclaimers in your ass, brother. I'm all in.
I know. Well, just in case, I got to protect myself these days.
No, I know it. I know it. They're out to get you. Oh, that's great.
Hopefully not.
Nah, yeah.
Hopefully not.
When they show up, call all your buddies and call me because I would like to help defend you with a bow. They will not be inclined to keep attacking when we start shooting them with arrows, I promise. So.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Hopefully never, ever gets there.
No doubt. Well, that's great. I'm going to hit him with this probably in the morning when he's recovered from being under anesthesia today. So.
Nudge me about the dosage on the B17, the link to the juicers that are Gerson approved. You can also go on. The internet is not the same place it was, as I mentioned. Google's pretty worthless. I'm not sure if you can even find studies on ozone for cancer on Google. You might still be able to find some using something like DuckDuckGo, but I've noticed even that seems like it's gone the same direction as Google. But I can also have a look and see what I might have saved in that department. The other thing that does have some relevance here is, you know, the biohacker water with diluted 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide and sometimes cemento and all that. That's like an at-home version of ozone. It's an oxidative oxygen therapy that can be done at home and would make a lot of sense to jump in on. And again, you know, you do the same thing. They now have, you got to look, I think it's half of the potency that it was. So they still say it's 35%, but then when you read the small print, it says, oh, it's actually 17.5% because I think some legislation passed. I sent them an email to figure it out. We just noticed this recently. So what used to be starting at 3 drops diluted in water, taken 3 times a day, is now like, you know, you start at 6 drops and then you build, and instead of building to 25 drops diluted in water 3 times a day, you build up to 50 drops diluted in water taken 3 times a day. And if he also wanted to add the cemento, he could, but the diluted 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide is the most important one. And that would get him some of the oxidative, oxygenating, immunomodulating effects of ozone at home while you put the pieces in place with Clinic St. George in Germany and Dr. John Laurent in Advanced Rejuvenation in Sarasota.
Yeah, got you. The whole biohacker water protocol, I've got all those sups on a round table in my pantry. Is there any of those that we don't want to do for cancer or the whole thing?
The most important is just the 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide, which the one that you have may even be, it'll say 35%, but it may actually be 17.5%.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Right.
I'll check mine out. I've got a bunch of this stuff.
Good. There you go. So he could dive into that right away. And then the cemento from Nutramedics, that's a very powerful antimicrobial, natural antibiotic. And that has some relevance. I would just focus on those two for him right now. And if you were to only do one, just do the diluted 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll do that. Kind of my last question I had on my list before we talk, and whatever your answer is fine, but should dad look at hiring you as a coach for this purpose?
It's up to you guys. You have an idea of what I do. You're getting a taste of it right now. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't say, hey, Jeff, if you want to have a conversation about how to help your dad, you got to pay me and do this, you know. If you feel the value's there and it would be beneficial and your dad feels the same way and he's all in on this, then let me know if that's what you guys would like to do. And you know that I can't make promises or claims about outcomes, but you know that I will give you everything I have to, help your dad live a long, healthy life.
Yeah. Well said, bud. Appreciate that. I'll make sure to communicate that to him. And, you know, we appreciate your friendship and family more than anything. So that's wonderful. But I'll definitely tell him that. I want him to be able to have a resource that's not his son that he can have those talks with.
It's important. I mean, I'm coaching a lot of husbands and wives right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, the husbands like it because when they try to give advice to their wife, even if it's the same thing that I would say, the wife is less receptive. And sometimes it's the other way is true. It creates like this friction in a marriage, you know, where like husbands want a wife, not a health coach. Wives want a husband, not a health coach, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so... So it creates a little bit of space where we're all a little bit, we've got so much baggage with family and so much history, you know, your dad saw you come out of your mom, right?
right.
To take advice from family members is always a little bit loaded and different than from someone else.
Right. Well, that's good. It's totally unrelated, but it's just kind of making me think about the summer. So I've told you that Misty's going to retire from teaching and then work the household as her primary function. So we're super excited about that. She's really getting geared up for all things health and fitness. And of course, reminder that she's in great shape. She's, you know, my queen, beautiful woman, all that. I would recommend to her to book a call with you for the same purpose that I did 2 years ago or whatever that was. Is that a potential good fit for you, or is that
let's have a conversation and see.
Okay.
I always want to make sure that it is the right fit first and foremost.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we're coming at it with with goals that are aligned and something that I've helped other people in a similar position achieve, you know? So let's have a conversation.
Yeah, great. Well, she'll want to have what you just said. She doesn't want her husband and partner and best friend to be her fitness coach.
Nobody does.
And at the same time, I'd rather have you give her the hard news.
Yeah, it's much better to have the wife, you know, stabbing the Anthony voodoo doll rather than the
that's right.
Well, not that anyone's practicing voodoo, but you know what I mean, like
throwing
darts at the Anthony picture rather than the Jeff picture.
That's exactly right.
All right, brother. Well, I gotta throw these steaks on. Yeah, that helps.
Do it. Stay in touch, and let's continue our previous conversation anytime that you feel led to do so. I'm excited about all that.
Yeah, I still have to dig into all that. I've got Brother B is, we're doing calls every week. I'm helping him with some health stuff, and he's helping me with spiritual development, and he's having a rosary handmade for me and blessed and sending that, and he's teaching me how to do like the rosary prayers and some pretty cool things. So I'm excited about it. I got to dig in more to what you sent and what he sent to.
Sure.
But definitely. Yeah. And if I could help with coaching in any capacity and you guys want to have a conversation around that, just give me a nudge. We'll jump on Zoom and go from there.
That sounds wonderful.